Turkeys, know their names, come when you call, are totally affectionate. They're better than teenagers. Vampires and teens have a lot in common. Teens have surging hormones. Vampires have surging bloodlust. Teenagers think they're immortal. Teenagers only have to focus on themselves. It's not until we get older that we realize that other people exist. These are all real quotes from credible adults about teens today. Adults have always been quick to stereotype and ridicule teenagers, dumbing them down to a jumble of hormones with antisocial and selfish tendencies. But here's the deal. All adults have been teenagers. They've all had teenage experiences and emotions. So why do so many of them belittle today's youth? Is it because they look back on their younger selves with embarrassment? Do they think, now that my being has finished developing, I can just disregard everything I thought and did during those years when it was? Are my thoughts and beliefs invalid because my hormones are overactive sometimes? I urge you to think like a teenager for a moment. You're going through very important changes, mentally and physically. You're on the very, very stressful road to college, which we start preparing for earlier than ever before. Like, seriously, they had college preparation meetings in sixth grade at my middle school. Sixth grade. That's crazy. You've got after-school activities and ambitions and goals you're juggling as well. You're going through all of this madness, and suddenly, the adults in power are doing things to your country you are appalled by. They elect an unstable leader who doesn't care about you, who then appoints more people who don't care about you. You see your country as a mess over all these teenage things you have to deal with. You don't feel safe. You feel silenced with no voice in society to speak your mind. And when you do speak up, lots of adults don't listen. What would you do if you saw kids like you getting shot and killed in the schools they were supposed to be safe in, and the adults in power were doing nothing about it? What would you do if you saw kids like you being discriminated against in schools and beaten and abandoned by their parents for being gay or trans? What if you saw kids like you isolated and alone because their parents were ripped from their home, deported to the unsafe place they had run from? These kids are my friends. They are my brothers and sisters across the nation. They are the girl who lives across the street, the kid working the drive-through window, the boy you tutored last year. They are sons and daughters and nieces and nephews and you once. These kids have real problems, valid feelings. So people need to stop telling us to sit down and shut up and let the adults handle it, because clearly that doesn't always work. And we can't vote, so we take any chance we get to make our voices heard by those in power. But being heard is different from being listened to. Still, these hormonal teenagers have sparked movements throughout history. During the Vietnam War, students protested violence. Students during the Civil Rights Movement walked out of schools to protest for voting rights for blacks. Teenage girls marched for votes for women. Young people like me have been protesting relentlessly for a very, very long time. And some of you might have been those same young people marching out on the streets for the issues that you were passionate about. Just as teens have protested, adults have always belittled their opinions. I don't think adults should lose that fiery spirit as they get older. And they definitely shouldn't try to snuff out the flames of the young, because it's not going to work. And it never has worked. So yes, we are hormonal, and sometimes irrational, and sometimes antisocial, and stubborn, and a little bit selfish sometimes. But that shouldn't distract from the fact that we are passionate and intelligent social activists and have continued to fight for justice in ways adults have often failed to do. Emma Gonzalez, who you all hopefully know, said to NRA spokesperson Dana Loesch, "I want you to know that we will support your two children in the way that you will not. Teenage activists have always questioned authority, unafraid of being arrested or tear gassed or being called a skinhead lesbian. To close, I ask that you respect the opinions and recognize the worth of teenage protesters, despite whether you agree with their standpoint or not. Also, with all the turmoil in this country right now, I suggest you think like a teenager. Be stubborn, annoying, rebellious, and relentless, because we need your help to make change. Please remain seated as we sing verse 4 of hymn number 121.